This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Lynn Neary. Universities have .edu. The government has .gov. Well, now adult entertainment has .xxx or .xxx. Starting last week, anyone could go online and buy a domain name ending in .xxx. And so far, over 100,000 of these domains have been purchased. Our story comes from Jacob Margolis.
Some of the sites that have been registered are very specific.
We've had requests for like 62-character long names, and, you know, I have to admit, some of them I've had to go and look them up in the Urban Dictionary to find out what they mean.
That's Stuart Lawley, CEO of ICM Registry, the company that owns .xxx. He'd been fighting for approval to add the adult domain to the web for the last 10 years.
Our motto as a company for the product is .xxx, let's be adult about it. And that's the whole point here, you know, that adult entertainment exists. It's existed forever. And why not acknowledge that, identify the content, and then people who wish to select it can do so, and those people who wish to avoid it can do so.
And along with the new domain comes a new set of rules. Customers have to be approved before they can use .xxx for their websites, and each site is scanned for viruses daily. There's also a list of about 4,500 restricted celebrity names. So if you were looking to buy LindsayLohan.xxx or Elvis.xxx, you're out of luck. And Stewart argues that .xxx makes online adult entertainment more parent-friendly.
Every .xxx site is automatically labeled with a child protection label, so the common software, the browsers, can be set to automatically filter those sites out.
So the new websites are virus-free, and they'll be harder for kids to get to. Sounds like a win-win.
We don't see it as a silver bullet, and we don't see it as the answer to everything we've been looking for in terms of child protection online.
That's Stephen Balcom, the CEO of the Family Online Safety Institute. They advocate keeping online adult entertainment away from kids. He told me that at most, they see .xxx as a modest filtering tool.
It's not a quick and easy way to avoid porn, because there are many other sites, of course, that use the .com space that probably won't be using .xxx.
And that's the problem. Some of the largest online adult entertainment companies hate the new domain. I called up Michael Klein, the president of Hustler, to ask him if they were going to switch their .coms over to .xxx.
We're not a believer of .xxx. We don't think it should be out there, nor have we registered any .xxx domains.
Klein argues that if the adult entertainment industry moved over to .xxx, adult sites would be too easy to censor, because all a country or a locality would have to do to block those sites would be to block .xxx. He also argues that it's too expensive to bring all of Hustlers.com's over to .xxx.
We have thousands and thousands of domains, and just think about it, that it's, you know, anywhere from $60 to $80 a domain. It's a ridiculous price to spend every year.
And those are views shared by some of the biggest adult entertainment companies on the net. They think that .xxx is too expensive and too restrictive, and they're staying away from it completely. But there are more than 100,000 .xxx domain names registered. So who's buying them? Well, some adult entertainment companies, but also brands that want to protect their names. Schools like Indiana University, Illinois State University, and the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, just to name a few, all bought up combinations of their names back in September. So names like UNC.xxx are off the market. Even NPR bought up NPR.xxx. So if you go there, you're going to see a message telling you this domain has been reserved from registration. And in case you were wondering, there aren't plans to develop it anytime soon. For NPR News, I'm Jacob Margolis.